Back inside our locker room chat, it's now time to talk Riverside girls basketball with head coach Tim Stillman. Johnny came back with you, and well, for the Riverside girls, two tough opponents in the last two, although every game in the Big 7 League is a tough one. But the last two on Friday, a 53-38 loss to Jeff West, and then on Tuesday to Nemaha Central on the road, 38-22. So, coach, two really good opponents the last two. Just overall, what were your thoughts beginning with Jeff West on Friday?
I thought we played them pretty good. We hung with them through the whole thing, and fourth quarter, they made a run on us, and I think they outscored us 16-9 in that fourth quarter, and that was kind of the result of the game. So story of our life, one bad quarter.
And then on Tuesday, another tough one at Nemaha Central. Obviously, they have so much story there, and a tough place to go play there in the Thunderdome in Nemaha Central. So just overall, what were your thoughts on that one?
Good team, very well balanced. They executed very, very well in everything that they did. They rebounded extremely well, and they pressed us hard. We were a little shorthanded with an injury to one of our players, and then a lot of sick kids. So just kind of had a roll with the punches last night.
Yeah, I know kind of everybody's dealing with the COVID situation and other sicknesses right now. How tough does that make things right now, especially for your team, not being able to practice near as much and then not having some of those key girls in there?
Yeah, practices have been a challenge. We've been shorthanded, trying to fill a lot of the JV kids in to help us out and things like that. You're just really not getting that intensity that you're looking for, but we're struggling through it. And the biggest thing was we lost one of our key rebounders and defenders, and Sophie Jewell. She broke her hand in that game against Jeff West. So we're still trying to recover from it, and just hopefully everybody stays healthy and we can get through the rest of this.
Yeah, another tough one now coming up on Friday at Holton. That's another tough place to go and play as. It's pretty much every place in the Big 7 League. So what do you look at that matchup now on Friday?
Probably a lot of 2-3 zone, and once again, another tough defender. Holton defends well, they press well, and they rebound extremely well. So, the three key components there of being successful, they do very good at. We're just going to try to come up with a game plan the next couple of days, and hopefully we can execute it.
Yeah, is this game Friday maybe a little bit bigger, too? The fact that you have the midseason tournament coming up next week, wanting to get that confidence heading into the tournament, does that make it that much more important?
Actually, it does. We've been on the cusp of having some wins, and like I said earlier, just that one quarter kind of dooms us. So we're hoping to come out Friday against Holton. Hopefully, the girls are a little better rested, and hopefully got a little bit more energy and getting over that sickness, and we can come out and give them a good game. But yeah, it would be great to come into the McLeod tournament with a win.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck on Friday against Holton and next week in that McLeod Invitational, but thank you so much for taking the time. Really do appreciate it.
I look forward to talking to you every week.
All right, Coach, thank you. That's Tim Stillman, the head coach of the Riverside Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.